What's going on, guys? This is the Chatterbait Fishing Show.
I'm Perry.
And I'm Jackson.
So, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This week's been slow. The fishing is just not on right now.
Nope.
The bites are just not happening. I haven't caught a fish in like 4 or 5 days, probably. It's kind of sad. I've been trying everything.
I haven't caught one in 2 days, but I haven't been fishing in 2 days because I've been out playing a golf match and
doing all this stuff. Yeah. And I just suck. So that happens, you know?
It does.
All right.
Anyway, catch of the day.
So, for catch of the day.
This is a little bit of an older one.
Yeah. So, in late July, we went to the beach and with a couple of buddies and a different family. And we went fishing, like, obviously. I mean, it's what we love to do. We went fishing. We caught, well, 5 people. Me, Jackson, and 3 other people. Caught 127 fish. Spot, red drum, croaker, and a couple sea trout. So that's like a 25.4 catches per person, but these 2 people didn't do anything. If you're listening to this, you know who you are. They caught like a good like 5-10 fish, and then me, Jackson, and my other buddy did like all the work, and yeah. Jackson got so on them.
The other buddy caught the most. I caught the second most.
He caught like 70, and then I caught like 40. Jackson caught like, I don't know the math. I don't know.
I was pretty close. I was catching up at the end. He got there a few hours before us, and he already had us by like 20 when we got there. And yeah, I caught up to him. I was hooking 2 of them sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, you get double up because we were using high-low rigs with 2 or 3 ounce weights. If you don't know what a high-low rig is, it's basically a rig where you have one hook on top, another hook on the bottom, and then a weight on the bottom. And it's a really popular surf rig. Works really well. That's what we're using. Shrimp. And then these fish bite, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah. Those work good.
They are weird. They're like, we were using bloodworms and squid ones. The squid ones suck.
The squid ones are bad. I didn't like
fish bites or whatever your company is. Yeah. If you're listening, I'm sorry. But the bloodworms were good. If you haven't seen them, they're like mesh. They're like gum. Gum, like pieces of gum. And then they have like mesh inside. It's weird.
They work amazing.
They're good. They got like scent on.
Yeah, that's what I was using the whole time.
I mean, in my personal opinion, bloodworm, like natural bloodworms work better. But obviously.
We were catching just as many fish on both of them.
I prefer both.
They were the spot we're running. So, they bite a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, I just prefer normal ones. That's just my opinion, though. But they were working really good, so if you are surf fishing, definitely get a pack or two of the bloodworms one. They have all sorts of them. They have, like, sand flea, crab, shrimp, yeah, squid. They got weird, like, ones. But, yeah, that was probably one of me and Jackson's best days of fishing ever.
It was a great day.
That was amazing.
And the water was good. There for like, what, 3 hours? Maybe?
3 hours. Most? Our other buddy was there for like 4 hours.
Fish thoughts.
Let's go.
All right, so the fishing has been slow lately, and that's because our water is just on an overturn. And most people don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is, so Jackson, explain.
Yes. So an overturn is, in the summer, the top of the water gets really hot, the sun's shining down on it, but the bottom's still cold. And in the overturn, that water is spinning around and flipping sides, pretty much. So the warm water is on the bottom, but it's getting mixed all up. So the water gets a lot colder, and the fish kind of go into shock. So they're used to the 90-degree water, and now they're in, I don't know, 60, 70-degree water, and they're just not biting. So you have to use more finesse, really, really slow fishing, drop shot, stuff like that.
All right. What's the next thing we got on fish shots here? Oh, yeah. So, I was personally not here for this because I was doing other things that were probably not important. But Jackson says the topwater bite was going off today. Jackson,
yeah, was great. I didn't get to fish but for 20 minutes, and I was using the wrong color frog, and it was too big for the bite right now. But it was like 3 topwater hits going off in 60 seconds. And like that was continuously. And then we have like on the far side of the pond, past the island, over to the right, there is a, I guess it's beds, I don't know, there's 2 or 3 beds.
It's like shallow, it's like 4 inches there.
Yeah, but there'll be like a feeding frenzy, I guess. I don't know if they're bass or not.
They're bass, they have to be.
I think they're big.
There's no way they're not. Yeah. So I've seen the fins before, they have to be bass.
And but they were doing that.
Big and sweet.
They did it 3 times while I was out there, like 20 minutes. It's unusual. You get that maybe once a day normally. So I mean, I think they're just finally getting used to that cold water.
Yeah. So we're gonna try something new today. Hopefully you guys like this. We're gonna do a versus. A bait versus a bait.
Versus.
Jackson, you are gonna represent the
Flappin' Hog by Gary Yamamoto.
And I'm gonna be representing the Guggen Baits Bandito Bug. Better.
Nope. So I want to my color is green pumpkin and
I have the natural color.
So his is a two-sided different color bait. One's like a green and one's more of a
silver white kind of color.
And mine is standard green pumpkin. There's no flake in it.
There's black flake in it.
Yeah, black flake. That's a flake. They're both creature baits. They both catch fish. Perry would argue that mine doesn't.
I've never seen him catch fish on it in my life. And guys, good fish look up Yamamoto Flappin' Hog. You cannot find an uglier bait. This bait is like
it's an alien bait. I mean, it's a creature bait. They're both creature baits.
I mean, but yeah, but mine looks like something. Mine looks like a crawfish or like maybe a like a lizard. Crawl.
Anyway, so mine's got like two little I don't know what to call them. There's two big legs that have like little feet on them, and then there's smaller
appendages.
Yeah, appendages, I guess. And then there's
I don't know what it is.
There's a few little other things flipping off the side, and then you got two main claws, I guess. Claws.
Yeah, mine, I mean, it's a bandito bug. Do I have to explain it? If you fish, you probably know what a bandito bug is. If you don't, it's like a creature bait. It's got like two appendages and then another two below it, and then it's got two claws, and it looks better. It's prettier. It works better. Catch more fish. It's got a better scent.
It does have a better scent.
But that's just because you can't beat Guggen scent, except for Zoom scent.
No, I would argue that.
Zoom scent, I could just sniff it back. Zoom scent. Mm-mm. Just plastic.
Mm-mm. No, please don't. But mine has more salt. So mine has a better taste.
I don't know about salt, bro. I'm pretty sure mine's like, you could eat the bandito bug and you'd like die from a heart attack. With so much salt.
I don't know. Gary Yamamoto knows what he's doing.
Yeah, but John B. and A.P. Bassing and Lonkers TV
How old are they?
Probably not as old as Gary Yamamoto.
Gary Yamamoto is way older, and he's been fishing for his entire life.
He has a ranch. John B. is better.
He has fished on the ranch, but does he own a ranch? Gary Yamamoto bought a ranch with the money that he got from baits.
I don't care. Guggen is better.
Yeah, Guggen is better, but I like the Flappin' Hog.
Okay. The Yamasenko, I would say, is better than the Lonker Log.
Yes.
Yamasenko is better than Lonker Log, but that's just because it's the Yamasenko. Lonker Logs are, I mean, all they have is the Sant sauce, which is obviously the best scent. But, I mean, I like the Yamasenko.
I would argue that the Yamamoto plastic is 100 times better.
I mean, yeah, but Guggen just changed their plastic.
They changed it
to a more durable plastic just recently.
And they changed the salt content, too.
Yeah.
So he has an older version. I have, but the Yamamoto plastic is the best plastic that I've had.
I mean, it's pretty good.
It feels great in the hand. If it's stiffer,
it won't have as good action. But if it's softer, it will break easier. So there's a balance there.
I guess that's. All right.
So the winner is Guggen Squad Bandito Bug. As you can tell from my argument.
I don't know.
I'm smart. Reel it in.
Yeah. So. This episode, we talked about the 127 spot red drum, croaker, and sea trout we caught at the beach a few months ago.
We also talked about the overturn in our pond.
We talked about the top water bite going off today.
And we talked about the flippin' hog versus the bandito bug.
The flappin' hog.
Oh, excuse me. We talked about the flappin' hog versus the bandito bug. Bandito bug one.
I would argue the flappin' hog has better action. Bye!
See ya!